Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing before you do other things. Welcome to Thursday, the 23rd day in July 2026. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. This is your day. God Almighty will turn his light on you. For mercy, you will not walk in darkness. Today is day 23, 8 days more to the end of this month. I prophesy 8 different miracles and breakthroughs shall drop for you each day. Hebrews 1:14 says, angels are ministering spirit to us who are heirs of salvation. And that includes you and your family members. So I speak to your life. Receive angelic ministrations everywhere you go this day. Let me pray for anyone with an application lying somewhere. Open your hand if you are one. You will receive a favorable reply. God will direct the minds involved to treat your application with favor. Divine covering. I'm hearing divine covering. Listeners, find anything around you there to cover your head. If you can, your mantle, your towel, your covering cloth, a piece of cloth, a booklet, just look for something. It's a prophetic action in prayer. If you cannot get anything nearby, then place your right hand over and above your head. I pray over your life. Be divinely covered. I say be divinely covered. Your children and family members are covered. You won't fall a victim. Psalm 91 verse 7 says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Receive that grace. Receive that cover. All you have in mind to do this second half of the year shall be beautifully and successfully accomplished in Jesus' name. I am moved to pray for alert upon alert again today. Touch your phone or raise it up gently. I prophesy alert upon alert, alert upon alert. God will put you in good person's heart to bless you financially. Those owing you will pay. Your customers will come in droves. All businessmen and women, traders and marketers, this is your season. I prophesy high turnover, huge profits in Jesus' name. Listeners, pull your right ear a little or gently and let me pray. I prophesy you will hear good news. From far and near, you will receive good news. You will end this month happy in Jesus' name. July 23, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God and man will bless you this day for your birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Right? Let's answer some questions and give counsels. First one today. Daddy, good morning. The woman that wrote in today about a younger man asking for her hand in marriage and based abroad. The same thing is happening to me now. I'm a widow of 53, and the young man asking my hand in marriage is 45. I told him I can no longer bear children for him. He said that is not a problem, and that we can adopt if I want. What's your advice for me, sir? Wow, same counsel that I gave the other lady. I think widows should be more careful these days with young men, younger men coming after them. There must be a sinister move behind young men wanting to marry widows much, much advanced in age than them. My counsel to you is, please decline. Next, God bless you, my daddy, Femi Emmanuel, and my siblings on this platform. My husband and I schooled in Bayero University, Kano, BUK. Those guys over there can be cruel and evil. When they see a Christian lady, it is not for love, but for destruction. Let the parents do serious warfare prayers, as daddy used to teach us here. That is the only solution. The Lord will set her free in Jesus' name. That's my counsel for the father, sir. Wow. Thank you for this counsel. And as I said, there are so many listeners still responding to these BUK issues. Let all of us too in our individual private time, join this family in prayers for their daughter's safety and eventual deliverance. We are siblings. What affects any one of us concerns all of us. I believe, God, that we will receive a testimony from our pastor member very soon. Next, good morning, Daddy. Yesterday on Turning Point, you asked us to forgive persons who have offended us. Please, sir, does this include someone who deliberately hurt you? Someone took 7 million naira from me almost 3 years now, but not returning a dime back ever since that time, who has left me shattered, indebted, and in high financial difficulty. Sir, am I to let go this member of the same church to go scot-free by forgiving him according to your counsel? Please, Daddy, treat this question. It is urgent. Wow. Your case here brought another dimension to the forgiveness lesson, which I taught here. This is a financial transaction between two members of the same church, and it happens often in many churches. You will need to supply us more details. Was it borrowed money, free of interest, free of charge? 7 million naira 3 years ago, that was good money in Nigeria then. Or was it for a business he told you about, and you gave your consent and contribution? How did this fellow collect 7 million naira from you? Any legal documentation? I have always taught us on this platform that when money transaction is involved, there must be documentation, call it agreement, with a solicitor, a lawyer involved. Is your pastor or an elder in the church a witness to this? I'm asking all these questions because I'm also a pastor. Church members get involved in business and financial transactions privately, secretly, without telling anyone, and without signing papers. When problems erupt, they now come to pastor. If taking the money from you was based on some agreement, written or unwritten, then yours is a different case. You can report to the church to help you take your money back, or even involve law enforcement agencies. But please note that they will also ask you some of the questions I've been asking you here. I'm asking you there. So my counsel of forgive those that hurt you does not apply to this. No, this is a financial transaction. An agreement must be honored if there was any. Listeners with experience in this area should make contributions to this matter. Next, good morning, Daddy. A boy of 18 years, the only child of his parents, that always locked himself up inside the room and always on phone. How can he be helped, sir? Wow, this is social media addiction turning into affliction. He must be obsessed with some serious negative activities on the internet. I suspect exposure to harmful online influences such as extremist content, pornography, gambling, and unhealthy online communities. It may result into medical or mental health conditions. Parents should act fast, interrogate him, and depending on his response or the observation, they should seek help from professionals, then prayers, warfare prayers, and if need be, organize a deliverance section for their boy. Final word, all parents should closely monitor what their teenagers do, their friends, and what they read and watch, what they are exposed to on the internet. Listeners with experience and knowledge in this area, please send in your counsel. Please rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day, in two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service, in all our Prayer Mountain Service centers across the nation. Focus in prayer today is breaking all yokes. Yokes shall be broken and burdens lifted. Attend physically in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, and Maraba centers in Abuja. Our special seed this month is C7777. As many sevens as you can sow is still ongoing. Others have done theirs. God is blessing them. Do yours if you are able. Pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Then also, battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed, victory seed, and business enlargement seed for all businessmen and women. Seed sowing and financial sacrifice to enlarge God's kingdom are the normal believer's life. Do it with joy and thanksgiving to God. He will open the seven of blessings over you and bless you more and more. Once your seed is in the soil, your harvest will be on the way. God bless all givers, all tithers. Many are still sowing seed 71, connection to grace and anointing. I pray for you every time we receive your alert. May God bless all listeners today, all those rebroadcasting this to others, enlarging the course of TPGF, bringing new members. The Lord will bring new things to your life. All the aura, the blessing, and the grace behind this commission will be manifesting in your life. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.